Every big area of your business should have a very clear framework, SOPs and trainings, and standardized processes throughout. And here's the thing, as entrepreneurs, we want freedom. We don't want to follow a recipe, right? 95% of the people you hire, even when they tell you they want to make their own decisions and be creative and have freedom, they do not. They want to follow an exact system. I promise you, there's no confusion. There's no guessing or figuring it out, which we love as entrepreneurs and they hate. My name's Rudy Moore, host of Living the Red Life podcast, and I'm here to change the way you see your life in your earpiece every single week. If you're ready to start living the red life, ditch the blue pill, take the red pill, join me in Wonderland and change your life. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Living the Red Life. Today we have a solo episode from myself on something that's so important for your business, something that I learned over the last 10 years. And if I could go all the way back to the start of my career, I wish I knew this 7-8 years ago when I really started to scale and build serious teams. So this is going to be great for you if you're a beginner or if you're intermediate or building a team or have a couple of VAs. I promise you this is hopefully something that will stay with you forever and make your life way better, your business way healthier, your business more sellable, and way less stressful, okay? And it's the power of frameworks and predictability. And what I mean by that is building everything from the ground up the right way with clear frameworks and predictability versus randomness. And I've got to say, it's probably one of the biggest mistakes I've made in my business, and I'm going to talk to you about it now. And we're really like this last year or two going back and fixing this. And it's so hard to fix, you know, this like mini empire I have now versus if I had done this the right way. But that's the power of mentorship. That's the power of podcasts like this and learning from people that have maybe been doing it longer than you or got a little further ahead, is you don't have to make those same mistakes. So here we go. The power of frameworks and predictability in your business. So let me take you back and really talk about why this is important, okay? So just if you know, maybe you've not followed me for long, I'll give you a quick history. We scaled my companies to about 110 staff members. About half of them, 50 or so, were in office, and then the rest were remote. And I've had remote teams for, 7-8 years of a decent size, 20, 30, 40 staff. And then we really scaled the last sort of 3-4 years. And it got really messy in a sense of I assumed wrongly, and I'm sure you all assume wrongly too if you don't listen to this podcast, that the basic way to build a business is you have your employees, you have your workers, right? And then you have your managers or supervisors, and then you have your executive team and operations people. So I wrongly assumed that I get a bunch of workers, get a few managers that sit above the workers. The managers will look after the workers, make sure they're organized, develop their departments, build good systems in their departments, and eventually the C-suite will check that they're all doing their thing, right? And that's kind of how general business should work. However, should work and reality are very, very different, especially, you know, probably in this entrepreneurial world, right, where we have a lot going on. It's not like a McDonald's conveyor belt or a Subway or a car rental where everything's SOP'd. It's been the same for 20 years. Everyone's doing the exact same thing. And that's where it breaks down, right? It's not that, you know, I was hiring maybe all the wrong people. Some definitely were. But it's just that our businesses are so different to a standard business, right? And yours is probably the same if you're listening to this. You're doing lots of things. You're trying to grow. You're trying to develop all these things. You have all these ideas. You have the typical entrepreneur, shiny object. So a normal business structure with, you know, worker bees, right? Managers or supervisors. It doesn't quite work the same in this setting as it does in a developed standardized business like McDonald's or a car rental company or American Airlines, because they're always doing the same thing. They're renting the same cars in the same process with the same software, or they're flying American Airlines. The pre-check-in is the exact same. It's not changed in 5-10 years, right? So you've got to understand that going into this, and this is why the frameworks and predictability that I've now developed over the last couple of years that I've implemented are so powerful, and they're game changing. And, you know, especially in my higher level programs, my 50 and 100K programs, I'm actually building them out for and slash with my clients, and they love it too. So that's a bit of a backstory why I'm here and teaching this. And And hopefully you can do this right away so you don't get like me where you have all these businesses and 100 staff and then you have to like try and rebuild them all from the ground up while keeping the business running, okay? So let's start at the top. What do I mean by frameworks, right? So we'll call this the power of predictability. So frameworks create consistency and predictability in your processes. It makes them easy to replicate and easy to scale. And it also removes any risk or error or drastically reduces it, right? Now, there's always going to be a time where even with American Airlines, the person doesn't follow the right check-in process or the person doesn't check a guest in correctly and then there's an error on their ticket. You can't avoid that in any business in the world. There's always a time where your McDonald's burger is wrong, right? But out of 1,000 McDonald's burgers, a couple are wrong or a few, and 967 burgers are totally how they should be per brand, okay? So this kind of power of predictability is so important because you, not the supervisor or manager, this was the first mistake I made, you as the CEO and the owner, maybe with an operational person supporting you, has to lay the foundations and build these frameworks, okay? And the frameworks need to act as like a decision-making tool, right? So when I talk about a framework, the easiest way for you to visualize it is kind of like a flowchart with a bunch of processes or training manuals or SOPs connected to it, okay? So every big area of your business should have a very clear framework, SOPs and trainings and standardized processes throughout, okay? So again, I'll use these other examples. McDonald's, the way you make a cheeseburger is the same. So they can bring in new staff and open new franchises all around the world, and everyone makes the burger the same, and any new staff member quickly understands how to do it. So what I want you to do now is look at five areas of your business, right? What are the five things that you believe right now are a big part of your business, and you believe over the next 5 years, they're going to stay a big part of your business, okay? So let me explain for me. I mean, one big part of my business that I've been doing for the last 5 years and I'll probably do for the next five is building funnels and running ads, right? So funnels, sales processes, landing pages, and running ads. I think I'm always going to do that, right? Even if I start a whole new software company or any sort of business, there's always going to be like a sales process where it involves some form of advertising, creatives, designs, copy, images. It's probably going to link to some form of a landing page or a website or a lead form of some sort. And then it's probably going to have a back end, right? Emails and stuff. So that's a really good system for me to now optimize, spend time on, and build a framework. It's like the cheeseburger at McDonald's, right? It's always going to probably exist, okay? Now, the next big thing for me is social media. I believe social media is going to be around for the next 5 or 10 years, and I'm going to get even bigger and do even more on social media. So I actually just spent the last couple of months with my marketing and content team and video team and my head copywriter, and I rebuilt my entire social media framework in a lot of detail. It's about 60 pages of a document that literally details every type of post, how to make it, clear examples, KPIs, and it lists 15 categories and on average 4 types of posts in each category. So it lists, I think the total came to about 80 or 90. So, you know, if you do 15 times 5, that would be about 80. So we have 80 different types of pieces of content and an SOP on each and how to create it and examples, okay? So that's another system or framework I built, okay? And then, you know, the list goes on. We've got one for hiring, right? So we have a pretty good system for like interviewing. You know, when we scaled to 110 staff, we were interviewing about 800 people a month and hiring about 5. So just under 1% of those people. So same again, we have a great system for hiring. And then even like now, we're not hiring as many people right now because we're paused and we're rebuilding all these frameworks. But when we restart, like I'm not going to never hire again, right? I'm not like, you know, so when I restart in a few months or whenever, and we are still hiring people like 4 different roles, just not like 10 different roles like we normally are. So when we restart, we have that system and framework built. And then we also have the second half of that, which is the onboarding process. So You know, we have all the, we've automated a lot of their onboarding, how they onboard, how they get into the business, how they, we have like a training website. It's like about 10 hours of work. It's like 30 pages and videos they go through. Then we have like checking calls with the HR manager. We have like onboarding channels, and then we have like a 50 page training manual depending on what department they're in, 50 to 100 pages. So we have a really good onboarding system, right? So there's a few examples of like my five of my big frameworks that I'm focused on, right? And even just earlier today, I was working on one with my team around podcast and stage outreach, right? To get more people, some big celebrities on my podcast. This one that you're listening to right now, to get me on other big top podcasts that I've not been on, and to get me on more stages, right? I speak about 2-3 times a month right now, and I want to take that to like one a week, so 4 a month. So yeah, we're building a framework for that. So there's some examples for me. I want you to think about some examples for yourself. So some key frameworks that you think are really important in your business, a big driver of your business, and going to be around for a while, right? And the reason I say around for a while, hopefully it's obvious, but you don't want to, like, if McDonald's launches this special dessert for Christmas and it's only around for a week or two, because McDonald's is so big, they're always going to build a framework and SOPs for it. But like, in reality, for you as a smaller entrepreneur, if you're just doing this one thing one time, it's often easier just to kind of do it yourself and maybe shoot a quick Loom video for your team. But like, it's not worth spending 20 hours to build this like crazy system and framework if it's only a 30-minute job, right? So obviously you want to pick long stuff with longevity as well, okay? So that's kind of like the overview of what it is, how you're going to approach it in your business. You're going to pick 5 things and you're going to start building out these frameworks. And if you've kind of got these ideas floating in your head of what that should look like, you're probably going, okay, really, I get it. What is, how do I build a framework for social media or whatever, right? So what you're going to, and maybe it's fulfillment, right? Maybe you send out supplements or you create fitness programs or whatever it might be, you're a coach, okay? Whatever it is, the first thing you're going to do is build a flowchart, okay? So you're going to start big picture with a flowchart. This is where you explain the process from a bird's eye view, okay? Then you're going to write a step-by-step guide on here's everything that's involved, okay? What we call core deliverables. So the second part is writing out core deliverables. So this might be, imagine it like a content page. So it's 20, maybe it's 10, 15, 20 different sections or pieces of content for that process, okay? So if we were talking about recruitment and HR, let's just say recruitment, right? So one thing would be like, if I just give you a few random examples, I'm not going to list all 20, but it would be like job posts. Then it would be posting on different job websites, and you'd have one for LinkedIn, one for Indeed, one for Upwork, one for Facebook groups, whatever, right? Then it would be pay ranges, where you list all your jobs and all the pay ranges. Then one would be interview one, and interview one questions and the process. Next would be interview two. Next one would be reference checks. Next one would be background checks. Next one would be onboarding and contracts and making an offer, right? So that's like 7 or 8 for recruiting. There's probably like 15 or 20 total for us. We have KPIs and different ones, but that would be me listing everything, okay? So that's part two. So part one is building out the wireframe or the flowchart. Part two is then actually writing out each individual step. Now, this is the harder, more time-consuming part if you're a solo entrepreneur or beginner, is you're gonna do a one-page document with a 5 to 10 minute Loom video for every step, okay? And it's gonna include logins, a bullet point step-by-step, overview, useful links, and then a recording of you going through it, okay? And I know what you're thinking, Rudy, that's a lot of work. But it is, but you're also gonna create most of it while you're doing it yourself, okay? So next time you go, and if you're a solo entrepreneur or with just a couple of staff, you're doing most of these things yourself. And if your staff member's doing it perfectly and you've trained them, they can help you create these too, okay? So you're gonna record a 5, 10, 15 minute Loom video of you doing it. And then what you can even do is take that transcript, put it in ChatGPT, and it can write out the one pager for you, as long as you tell it what it needs to write out, okay? Like an intro section, a step-by-step bullet point, and then additional information, and then you can clean it up, okay? And once you clean it up, I recommend you repost it in and say, here's the final version where I fixed it. Please bear this in mind for the second video I'm gonna send you. And then you can send it the next one and it should get it even better. So and once you've completed this for a system, that's your entire framework built, right? So it's three things. First is the wireframe, okay, or the flowchart. Second is the bullet point content list or core deliverable list. And then third is the individual SOP that makes up each area. And boom, now you have, and for most of you, it might not be 20. Maybe it's less complicated than mine. Maybe it's 10. But now you've got this entire framework for something like social media or funnels or ads, okay? And it's okay if it takes you, say you do one a day, right? And you've got 12, then, and say you work 6 days a week. So it's 2 weeks to get one framework done for social media. The next 2 weeks, you're gonna do recruiting. The next 2 weeks, you're gonna do funnels. The next 2 weeks, you're gonna do your fulfillment. The next 2 weeks, you're gonna do your customer service. The next 2 weeks, you're gonna do, YouTube videos, okay? So it's gonna be a couple of months of work, but I promise you, your life will change in your business, right? Once you've got these, because whenever you delegate, right, you're actually gonna be able to delegate way more than you ever thought possible. Now you've mapped everything out. You're gonna be able to get way more done. It's gonna be way easier to delegate so you can get high leverage stuff done. And it's gonna simplify a lot of the mess in the business when you're having to do everything right now. And it's gonna set you up for success to scale. So when you scale, right, you're now gonna be able to bring people in efficiently, like at a McDonald's, and instead of bringing in a YouTube person and saying, hey, run my YouTube, because that's what we all do as entrepreneurs when we start, you're now gonna say, hey, run my YouTube, here's the exact process for it, and the framework, and each individual step, and 10 training videos, and they're gonna be 90% correct on day one, like efficient in their role, versus having zero clue and doing most of it wrong, and then you have to spoon feed them, waste a month of your life, get frustrated and fire them, which is the reality with most entrepreneurs. Now, what also is important and a big learning curve for me is most of the supervisors and managers you hire that aren't on like six-figure salaries, they're not, even though they'll tell you they are, they're not gonna be experienced enough at creating these systems and frameworks. That was probably my biggest, like one of my biggest leadership mistakes and lessons in the last 2 years was I knew we needed these about 2 years ago as we were growing. So then I started bringing in more higher level managers and department heads to build these and they couldn't do a good job because they're not the visionary like you and they're not the creator of the world, your world, right? You're like God in your world and the creator of your world. And it's very hard. Some are better than others. Some managers just suck at it and they'll tell you they're good when they just aren't. And some are genuinely pretty good at it, but they still need a lot of information from you. So it's much easier if you just build it. And then here's where I think managers in our sort of industry, like entrepreneurial world, play a better role is they're better at enforcing it. Because eventually, once you really scale to like 50, 60, 70, 80 staff like me or 100, now you've got like 5 people making cheeseburgers. And then you need a manager to make sure, just spot check, they're all doing it right. And they're not straying and starting to add an extra slice of cheese or put the ketchup in the wrong order. Because that does happen in McDonald's and every business, right? So the managers are better to like monitor it, optimize it a little, come back to you and say, hey, Rudy, I know originally you said you were putting the cheese on station 3, but we found that by the time it gets to, you know, the customer, it's all melded and like they can't even see the cheese. So some of them have said and that it's not got any cheese on. So we suggest putting it on station 6. And that's where I think managers come in great is like making sure the conveyor belt's moving, checking it's all being followed because people will start to skip steps and optimizing it for you, right? So that's where you should bring managers in. So that's a bit of an overview of how to build these great frameworks. Now, one of the most powerful investments financially and time-wise you can make is hiring people that are experts to help you build those frameworks, okay? Because the only problem you would have is if you make these and you're not very experienced, right? I'm very experienced as a marketer and in social media and all these things, is you don't want to build a cheeseburger framework when the recipe sucks, right? If the meat sucks and you're telling them to put on way too much ketchup and all these things, now you just built like a crappy system that's going to screw you over forever, okay? So I really advise, like, only build the frameworks and the things you know are great in your business that you're really good at, and leverage other people. So like in our Inner Circle Legacy program, I come in and actually build the social media framework for the client because that's one of my expertise. Now, once it's built, they understand it enough and they're smart enough to keep it going, but they didn't have the 10 years of experience that I had and maybe the creativeness that I have to actually build it out the correct way and knowing all the minutiae, what to do, what not to do, right? So that's where I really excel. So also you can bring in some experts to help build these frameworks. And I actually did that with YouTube, right? Because I had done less YouTube in my life. So when we got really serious about YouTube and I wanted to learn it, I probably paid over 10, 15 grand to help bring in all these experts. And it was just a few calls here and there or a 5 grand consulting package. As I was building this framework, because I said I want to build this YouTube framework from day one that's really good, not waste 2, 3, 4 years figuring out YouTube. I want to collapse time and pay. So even I pay, right? And the same for accounting. I paid 20 grand to, you know, some accounting executives and CFOs and stuff. And, you know, we've done that for sales as well, paid 20 grand. So a lot of this I've, you know, built myself, but with consultants plus my 10 years of experience. So yeah, just to recap, right? This is going to give you a lot of power of predictability, okay? So it's going to let you continually do things the right way, even as you start to step out and grow. It's going to give your team and VAs and whoever you have frameworks to make the right decisions versus trying to trust them to figure it out by themselves. And most of the time they won't, they'll disappoint you because they're not you, right? They're earning $5 an hour as a VA or $20, $30 an hour versus you as the entrepreneur. It's going to give you a lot more scalability because, you know, when you start, marketing and sales are hard, but as you get better and you start to hit the million or two, you figured out the marketing and sales. Now it's the fulfillment, the logistics, the operation and the team that gets hard. So it's going to give you that scalability. It's going to give you better team alignment, right? Your team are going to function more effectively. And here's the thing, as entrepreneurs, we want freedom. We don't want to follow a cheeseburger recipe, right? We'd get so bored if we did that every day. But let me tell you, it's the exact opposite for 95% of the population. 95% of the people you hire, even when they tell you they want to make their own decisions and be creative and have freedom, they do not. They want to follow an exact system, I promise you. And when you try and let them do whatever, they're going to let you down. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to get upset at them. Then they're going to get upset at you because in their head, they were trying and working hard and putting in all the hours. Don't do it. There's a reason there's a few percent of the world that are CEOs and entrepreneurs and 99% are workers. Okay. You're the 1%. Most other people are the 99%. So it's actually going to build a better, happier team when they know exactly what to do. And I was shocked by this because I thought I had a team of like entrepreneurial people. But once I like showed them exactly what to do and gave them the 50 page, they were all fulfilled. They were like, oh, Rudy, this is so good. Finally, we get it now. We know exactly what to do. There's no confusion. And I'm sat there like, yo, I would be bored out of my mind if I just had to do this all day. But they love it because it's clear, it's precise. There's no room for error. They're not going to get shouted at. And then there's no confusion. There's no guessing or figuring it out, which we love as entrepreneurs and they hate. So it's going to help the team too. It's going to let you have better speed to market. You're going to launch stuff way faster and save money doing it because it will cost you a lot less and you'll get better results faster. You're going to have a better customer experience. If everyone makes the right cheeseburger and the customer can come back every week, even if it's different staff, and get the same cheeseburger they love, the customer will be happier. And of course, you're going to be able to actually build the business to scale and hopefully sell one day, because if a buyer comes in, right? And I know that's a million miles away for a lot of you to even think about, but if a buyer comes in one day and they want to buy the business, this is one of the first things they're going to look at. The first thing they're going to look at is, do they like the business? Second thing is the financials. Third thing is, can I take this business over and run it without this entrepreneurial person? Did they create the business and they hold all the keys, or is everything mapped out and super clear? If you do what I'm saying now, you're gonna impress them. They're gonna go, holy cow, this entrepreneur is one of the few entrepreneurs that's actually organized, built everything out, and it's running without them, okay? And probably the final one is, guys, this is gonna give you your freedom back. It's gonna let you have a lot of these tasks run without you. Maybe you're just gonna monitor them so you can spend more time with your family, or you can launch more stuff, or have more businesses, or have a better work-life balance, or just work on more exciting projects, okay? So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed today's session, and you can learn from, you know, a lot of my business mistakes I made in my 20s. Which, you know, this has really been a big game changer for me. And I didn't think I needed it, because when it was 10, 20, 30 staff, I could like brute force and check everything because I have ADHD. But then once you get to like 100, it's just impossible. And just the reality check for me is I ended up with like over 100 staff, but I felt my business was no more effective. In some areas, in other areas it definitely was, but in a lot of areas it was no more effective than when I had 30, 40 staff. And it was a big wake-up call to like get rid of a lot of those people, build these foundations, and now as we rescale, I'm sure we'll get way more out of it. So, yes, that's a wrap, guys. I hope you enjoyed today's session, and I will see you guys very, very soon for another Duo episode coming up. Take care.